Winter can provide opportunities for grazing, especially when pastures and range are free of snow. Stockpiling grasses in late summer and into fall is key to utilizing dormant forages, spurring growth for deferred grazing depending on species mix. Product expert Justin Frichte with Milborn believes native grasses have some of the best potential for winter grazing.
Especially our short, warm-season grasses like your Seidel's Grandma, Blue Grandma, Buffalo Grass. Those grasses are phenomenal for stockpiled winter grazing. So we just kind of stay off of those. We don't come back to them until after we freeze and we get in there in November, December time frame. Now we've got some good quality grazing. Those short grasses hold their palatability so much better than your tall warm seasons like Big Blue Indian, Switch do.
Warm season natives are less common moving into eastern regions of the state, and many introduced grasses such as brome, orchard grass, and wheatgrass decline rapidly in quality and palatability moving into dormancy.
So it becomes more important that if we do have those cool season introduced pastures that we have some sort of legume in there. So if you know, looking at clovers, vetches, alfalfas, something that can boost protein and palatability.
Frichte encourages those putting in new grass plantings in 2026 to consider adding legumes into the mix. By aligning species traits with regional conditions and managing pastures intentionally throughout the growing season, cattle producers can not only extend the grazing window, but also improve soil health, reduce feed costs, and build greater resilience into their operations. Winter grazing is always a bit of a gamble, states Frichte, but with the right forage base and preparation, it's a practice that pays. I'm Pam Geppert reporting.